Welcome in to 49ers Access. My name is Sterling Bennett, and oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about. And really, it's just one thing in particular. And I think you know what it is. Everyone's been talking about it for the last week and a half, it seems like. Everyone's mind is going crazy since the news broke on Monday. And that is Jimmy Garoppolo has returned, is back with the San Francisco 49ers. I was working, to give you some insight here, I was working at 95.7 The Game. I was working on Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto's show, producing the show, had guests set up. We were ready to go. Kind of had a dead week ahead of us in regards to the Niners. And we're about an hour, maybe 30 minutes before the show's going to start, thinking, we got this, it's on lock. Like, this show is produced, ready to go, and that news breaks. And it's like, oh, crap. And personally, I didn't know how to process it. I was like, I got to get better guests and whatever. But after this long week has ended, I have heard what seems like everyone's take. And whether it's pro Garoppolo, whether it's pro Lance, whether it's what is Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch doing, whether this is going to work or it's not going to work, this has been one of the most polarizing weeks in 49ers history, or at least recent Niners history that I can remember. This is more polarizing than the transition from Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick. It's more polarizing even when San Francisco traded up to the number 3 overall pick to get Trey Lance. This decision to bring back Jimmy Garoppolo, this is the biggest thing. We all thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was not going to be in San Francisco. That's what I thought. That's what you thought. Now, there are very few people out there that would have said Jimmy Garoppolo will be in San Francisco in 2022. And I think the assumption was he was going to get released on the final cut day. They were going to carry Nate Sudfeld and Brock Purdy potentially and Trey Lance. That was going to be the quarterback room. Well, that's been flipped on its head. And the quarterback room is now Trey Lance as your starter, Jimmy Garoppolo as your backup, and Brock Purdy, Brocky P, Brocky G, he's on the team too. So, like, there have been so many surprises when it comes to the Niners quarterback room. And the biggest one of many is Jimmy Garoppolo is now or still in San Francisco. So let's walk through my thoughts on really what has transpired. And before we do so, I want to say use promo code 49ersAccess, 49ersAccess, to save $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. It's Niners, it's Bears in Chicago. Then it's Niners hosting Seattle Week 2. You want to see the Niners play the first 2 weeks of the season? Save $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek using promo code 49ersAccess. Save some money. It's good stuff. But let's get back into why you tuned in to the podcast. My first instant reaction was kind of WTF. What does this mean for Trey Lance? And then I thought about it a little bit more, and I said, okay, they cut Garoppolo's base salary down to $6 million, $6.5 million. This is just so they can eventually trade him. That they're hoping they can hold on to him, a quarterback will go down. They're pretty much just extending what this training camp period has been, what the preseason period has been. And then as the week has progressed and hearing all these thoughts and lingering thoughts, my mind has lingered as well. Of what if it's this? What if it's this? What if they don't believe in Lance? What if they don't believe he's the guy? And as I sit here with you, I'm going to try to verbally process everything in this podcast. Because I'm sure like yourself, you've heard all these things. Everyone has a take on this. And sometimes you need to verbally process how you feel. Literally, we're going to talk things out. We're going to talk out how this week has been for myself when it comes to what to make of Jimmy Garoppolo staying a San Francisco 49er. So he comes back, signs a small deal. The instant reaction is, look, it's an incentive-based deal to get that cap down, to eventually, hopefully, trade Jimmy Garoppolo to get something back, whether it's a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick, whatever it may be. And it's also, if by the end of the season he's still here, it potentially sets themselves up to get back that third-round compensation pick. So when I think about really what this is, that was my first thought. Of it's all, let's extend this, if he's on the roster, whatever. He doesn't even have to be the active second-string quarterback. But then, then my mind starts to linger and dwell on this. And here is where I think my conclusion to this debacle, saga, whatever you want to say, this story, I think I've reached my conclusion. And it has three angles. It has the Trey Lance angle, it has the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch angle, and it also has the Jimmy Garoppolo angle. So let's start with Trey Lance. I firmly believe Trey Lance is still the starter for the San Francisco 49ers. John Lynch has said that. Kyle Shanahan has said that. They have told the team that's the case. They've told Trey Lance that. They've told Jimmy Garoppolo that. They have made that clear that that is the pecking order. It's Trey Lance, Jimmy G, and Brocky P. That is the order. I have no doubts in my mind they still believe Trey Lance is their guy. I think they'll give Trey Lance a leash. How long it is, we can discuss that too. Because the Niners have an interesting schedule this year, and it kind of sets up perfectly for this scenario. Now, I get it. The scenario isn't one I think any of us wanted, but now here it is. And the way the schedule sets up is kind of perfect for them because the trade deadline is November 1st. Well, they have a bye week just before that. And it gives Trey Lance eight games, or gives the Niners eight games, really does give Trey Lance eight games to go out there and say, look, I don't care Jimmy Garoppolo's here, I'm your starter. While Lance's back may now somewhat be against the metaphorical wall, Trey Lance now has eight games to say, to prove on the field that, look, I'm your guy. You put me through somewhat of adversity with Garoppolo being back in the building. I fought through that. I have this team at 5-3. Whatever the record may be, I'm being successful on the field, and I'm showing traits of a franchise quarterback, of a franchise leader. Now, does this ruin or mess with the psyche of Trey Lance? I don't think any of us should be worried about the mental aspect of this for Trey Lance. I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have reaffirmed to him and the team over and over and over again that we're going to do this and bring back Garoppolo, but Trey Lance, you are our starting quarterback. Now, for Trey Lance, he believes that. The only question for Lance isn't a mental thing, isn't a, will it mess with my psyche? It's on the field. Can you prove yourself to be better than Jimmy Garoppolo? Can you prove yourself worthy of taking over the ship, the keys of the franchise, from him? And that is, like, we don't know. That remains to be seen, but now that ball is in Trey Lance's court. There's no ball in Garoppolo's court. There's no ball in Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch's court. The ball is firmly in Trey Lance's court. If Trey Lance loses this job, whatever week it is, not due to injury, but to play on the field, that is his own fault. And that has nothing, nothing to do with Jimmy Garoppolo being in the building. They will give Trey Lance a leash. Now, how long that leash is, I think we can look at last year. And I think even then, while Jimmy Garoppolo made his dumb interceptions, his dumb throws, we can talk about that till we're sick of our stomachs and we want to throw up. We know what last year looked like. It wasn't pretty early. It got kind of good looking late, and then it ended looking pretty hot. In the last game of the year, it was like, ugh, back to being ugly again. But my concern is not the mental aspect. My concern is, can Trey Lance go from a guy that's, what, thrown 300 career passes in his entire life from high school to now, hasn't played in what seems like, or has played 10 quarters and some preseason games the past 2 years, past year and a half, essentially. Can he go from the inexperienced guy to running the offense, not just at Garoppolo's level, but to a higher level? Can he show he can be the game manager like Garoppolo was, and also include that deep ball in his game? Now, that remains to be seen. And we're not going to know that. But that's, if Trey Lance can do that and still have some bumps. And now, John Lynch said there will be some bumps, and we will work through those. Kyle Shanahan said, I will walk through the fire with Trey Lance. And so, when it comes to how long that leash may be, Lance will struggle. For Lance, it's not just, yes, I'm going to struggle, but it's, can you overcome those? And this is the unfortunate part. And this is not even a Jimmy Garoppolo thing. It's not even a Trey Lance thing. The fan base is divided. And there's some gray areas in there, but one part is full bore Lance. They were that last year. One part of the fan base is full bore Garoppolo should still be here. He should still be the guy. They're going to support their quarterbacks no matter what. Then there's the in-between of, I just want the best guy. I'm willing to watch Lance struggle a little bit if it means the end game is something far superior than what it's been the past four seasons. And there's others who don't think the past 4 years have been bad and think if you can just be Garoppolo and hit two or three passes, that's the difference. But that being said, the loudest groups are the ones that are firmly in each quarterback's court. And as soon as Trey Lance struggles, here come the boos. Here comes the calls for, we want Jimmy! We want Jimmy! Those are gonna come no matter what now. And San Francisco has set themselves up for this. That being said, I still think Trey Lance will start. Will he start all year? There remains to be seen. The ball's in his court. Now, moving to the Niners side of things, the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch side of things, I think this is a little more nuanced. Because for them, they're saying, well, look, we have upgraded, or at least have hoped to upgrade at the starting quarterback position. But then we've also insulated ourselves in case that quarterback that we believe is an upgrade goes down. Now, the player we happen to insulate ourselves with is just our starting quarterback from last year, and that may be a bad look to the outside. We don't see it that way. Okay, that's fine. If they believe that their team can handle this, and I do, I think there is no other team in the NFL that could do what San Francisco has done with the quarterback position. Not the Patriots, not the Steelers, not any other highly respected organization can do this. They cannot have their quarterback, who took them to a Super Bowl, an NFC Championship game just 1 year ago, have him work out to the side of practice and let their third overall pick, who they traded up three first-round draft picks for, takes all the reps in practice. Like, no other team could do that. So I think from a business side, it's smart. You have the best backup quarterback in the NFL now. You have a quarterback who should be starting, or at least could be starting, for 15, 16 teams without context, right? So that's a good move. But here's the thing. Kyle Shanahan, does he believe in Trey Lance? I'll let you answer that for yourself. Now, I believe Kyle Shanahan does believe Trey Lance can be his guy. And I do think a larger portion of this deal is in hopes to eventually trade Garoppolo. I think the Niners think that, or at least hope, they never have to play Jimmy Garoppolo again. And the hope is, if he never plays, he's eventually traded because Trey Lance has been so good. That's the hope, right? And I'm someone who goes into a situation and says, what are the pros? What are the cons? What, like, I weigh all of the outcomes. And in this situation, there's 2 to 3 outcomes here. Trey Lance balls out, kills it. Trey Lance, this bus, can't do it, can't handle it. Then there's the middle ground where Trey Lance is just okay, but does not show immediate improvement over Garoppolo. And that middle and the bust is where they do not want to be. Now, you can eat and you can take that middle. You can say, and you can make excuses for that, right? You can say, well, look, he's a rookie, he's 22, he hasn't played as much. You can eat that, right? And I'm not saying they fear this, but I do believe, and I've said it on this podcast, there have been some inconsistencies with Trey Lance. And I think there may be, not concern that he's not ready, not concern that he can't do it, but concern that those inconsistencies cost them games. And if that's the case, and you lose to Denver, and you lose to the Rams twice, you lose to the Falcons or the Panthers, one of those bad teams in between, and then you're saying, look, we're past the trade deadline, or the deadline's coming up, and we have the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Cardinals twice, the Rams again, the Raiders to end the season. That conversation may be, hey, look, Lance hasn't shown much, or he hasn't shown vast improvement over the first 8 weeks. He's okay. We're 3-5, we're 4-4. We're in the middle of the pack fighting for a playoff spot, but he's not showing incremental improvement. What do we do? Has he been better than Garoppolo, or has he not? And if he hasn't been, and this is what I believe is kind of the second part of what the Niners' thinking might be. Part of me believes that there is pressure on Kyle Shanahan to win now. You know it, I know it, they know it. This Niners team is built to win now. And the whole thing was, if Trey Lance can just play better than Garoppolo, we can win a title. Right? We've all said that. I've said that. You've said that. And I do think because of that, there is a little pressure on Kyle Shanahan of, you lost in 2019. It happens. Someone had to lose it. This happened to BS. But it's the way you lost. It created the whole quarterback controversy in the first place. Then it was, you could have had Tom Brady and you didn't. Then it was, maybe you won the draft Mac Jones, who had a pretty good year last year, albeit wasn't great in the playoffs, but he was the most pro-ready guy, and you could have moved off Garoppolo last year. You didn't do that either. Now you brought back Garoppolo for a year, Trey Lance is in the fold, and you go to the title game against the Rams, and you lose in rather, I don't want to say embarrassing fashion, but upsetting fashion. And so now there's pressure saying you got the extension, you had about 2 to 3 chances to move off the guy you are now moving off of. And Brady won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. And so there is pressure on Kyle Shanahan to win. And I think the other part of this, the reason they brought back Garoppolo was because if things do go awry, not only does the team get better, but it does save Kyle Shanahan. Now, I'm not predicting this. I don't want this. I never want this next scenario to happen. I'm just talking through this with you. Of anything could happen, let's visit every scenario. If the Niners somehow are in a position where they're 3-5 and they're 2-6, they shouldn't be. I hope they're not. I want Lance to ball out. I'm on his side. I never want Jimmy Garoppolo to play for this team again. But if that scenario happens, let's say they're 3-5, Same as they were last year, Lance has struggled in games against good opponents. Games where a guy like Garoppolo, maybe he might have his struggles, but would at least keep you in those games enough where your defense can help you win them, right? If you're Kyle Shanahan, you're thinking, okay, we've given Lance 8 weeks. He's shown us some stuff that we love, but he's just not consistent enough yet. And I'm in a position where I can't afford to go another year either missing the playoffs or faltering in the first round of the playoffs. I just can't do it. Does Kyle Shanahan say, Jimmy Garoppolo, be my savior? Come in, play quarterback, get the exact same situation as last year. We're 3-5, we're middling out, we're falling apart, we're playing the Rams. It's Monday Night Football. Save us. If you're Kyle Shanahan, why not give yourself a safety net? This, and that has nothing to do with Trey Lance, what he thinks about him, but it has everything to do with also saving Kyle Shanahan. Because then he can say, okay, well, Lance showed us some good stuff. We liked that stuff. There just wasn't enough consistency. He has to go back into the lab. Now that question becomes, okay, Garoppolo comes in, you know, best case scenario, saves the season, you finish 9-8 again, hopefully get further, whether you win, whether you lose, Garoppolo balls out, or at least plays well enough, he increases his stock, he goes off in free agency, you get a third round compensation pick, you wash your hands, and you move on, right? Now, that reverts back to what does that do to Trey Lance? And there's a certain part of me that, not to say they don't think or really care about what someone feels, because I do think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch care about their players. But I just think they are... And to back up my point, Richard Sherman said this on his podcast. They are team-centered, teammate is number two, and then me is number three. That's team, teammate, me. Part of me thinks that they may say, if Lance struggles this year, we have no problem putting Garoppolo in, letting us win football games, and going to Lance next year. Like that just sounds like something they would do. Now, is that the right move? I would probably say no. But it's not like the other controversial moves they've made have not worked out yet. Now, Lance is to be seen. And you can argue that them not getting Tom Brady, maybe. But Kinlaw looks to have a breakout season. We'll also see that. Trading DeForest Buckner seems like their biggest mistake. And even then, that has the potential to actually work out. Like, losing Buckner has not killed them, like many fans want to say. It hasn't happened. DJ Jones stepped up. Eric Armstead has been consistent since Buckner has been gone. Like, this is the one move where it's like, it may not work out, but I do think that the Niners, they just do things differently. And I don't think there is fear that even if Lance doesn't play well enough this year, that they couldn't go to Garoppolo to finish the season, get him back to the playoffs, and then let him leave and go back to Lance next year. Now, again, that question becomes, is that the right move? I don't believe so. From a, do you want to protect your young quarterback? Because the last thing you want, while you do want to win, that's the first thing you want. The last thing you want is for Lance to struggle, and they'll let him. They'll give him that leash, but Lance to struggle enough to not win that job or play all year. Garoppolo come in, save the season, and kind of look at him like, this is how it's done, kid. And the fan base go, oh, crap, and turn on Trey. I don't know. I wouldn't do that. But because I'm willing to give Trey 2 to 3 years. But there are certain people that already don't want Trey here, and that is going to increase if he does happen to get benched. Now, again, I want Trey Lance to be the starting quarterback of this team. I do not want Garoppolo to play another snap unless he's taking knees in the fourth quarter because they're up by 30 ever again. I'm full bore. Let's get him traded, right? But then there's that third part of this. We talked about the Trey Lance side of, you know, what does this mean for him? The ball's in his court. You're 22 years old. You're our franchise quarterback. Show us what you got. This is literally show us what you got. And if Jimmy Garoppolo just being there is going to be a problem, that's a bigger issue on itself. But the ball's in your court. We'll give you the freedom. We'll give you 8 games, whatever it may be, win us games. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are saying, if this kid stinks, which we don't think he will, but if he does, our season's saved. We have a guy we can lean on here to help us that knows the offense, can operate, can come in. He has chemistry. He knows what he's doing. This last part is the trickiest part to me. It's probably the most controversial maybe thought I have. And it's, and I want to ask you this question first, because if there's anybody that knows Trey Lance, who do you think it is? I'm sure your first guess would be, well, it's Kyle Shanahan, of course. Well, it's John Lynch, of course. They've seen him play every single day. They've seen him practice. Maybe the wild card is Brandon Ayuk. Well, they have the offseason workouts together. Why wouldn't it be Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy Garoppolo saw this kid, that being Trey Lance, he saw every pass he threw last year in practice, last year in OTAs, last year in training camp, last year in preseason, and last year while he was sitting on the bench with an injury. Jimmy Garoppolo watched Trey Lance try to change his mechanics last year and work through them, and has seen that still carry over. Jimmy Garoppolo has sat in meetings with Trey Lance. He has hung out with Trey Lance, texted Trey Lance. If anyone knows Jimmy Garoppolo, if anyone knows Trey Lance, the most or the best, wouldn't it be Jimmy Garoppolo? And I don't want to get into conspiracy theories of the, you know, reading between the lines, but for the sake of content, I'm going to do it because I do believe there is a possibility that Jimmy Garoppolo, somebody who would know Trey Lance better than anybody, at least when it came to on the field performance. Jimmy Garoppolo said that there were certain teams, 2 to 3 teams, interested in trading for me. And for whatever reason, that deal didn't get worked out. Now, that deal could have been Garoppolo vetoing it and saying, no, I don't want to do it. Those teams could have been involved in trade conversations prior to the shoulder injury, after the injury, after the surgery. We don't know. Maybe San Francisco didn't deem the compensation good enough in return. We'll never know. We will never be privy to that conversation or that insight. But if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, why take the pay cut? Why not just say, cut me, I'll sit on my butt for a week, I'll get signed somewhere, I'll get the playbook, and as soon as, let's say, Daniel Jones gets hurt, I'll be the guy in New York. Or let's say Tua struggles, I'll be the guy, wherever, whatever team it is, I'll go wherever. I'll sit there, I'll get some money, I'll get paid. Let's say it's the exact same deal San Francisco has in place, an incentive-based deal to help him make $15 million. Let's say it's the exact same deal. Why would you come back to San Francisco? Doesn't it make you think that Jimmy Garoppolo, of all people, a guy who has been ostracized by the fan base at times, a guy who has you know, gotten the red laser of death by the fan base, by podcasters and YouTubers and media members as well, saying, he's not good enough, get me somebody else. Someone who has faced criticism after criticism from national media, ESPN. Adam Schefter is saying the expectation is Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be released on cut day. But he reworks the deal because why? Why would he do this? He's not going to start here. Trey Lance is the guy. Unless Jimmy Garoppolo, who has seen Trey Lance every single day, every throw, every mechanical change he's trying to make, saw him fight through injury, saw him take his place at times twice last year and be successful and also struggle, has been in every meeting with him last year. Someone who knows him the best, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo deep down knows he's better than Trey Lance, knows he can win this job back, knows that somewhere Trey Lance will falter and Kyle Shanahan might be a little more comfortable or might feel led to say, hey, let me default back to what's worked in the past instead of taking a risk on what potentially might work. Part of me believes that deep down inside, Jimmy Garoppolo returned not only to get maybe a higher base salary, but also I think because he knows there's still potentially a chance he starts for the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo, think what you want of him. He's not a backup quarterback. I think Tim Kawakami asked him, does this damage your ego? And he goes, why would it? If you don't know who you are in this league, you're not going to make it. Jimmy Garoppolo knows who he is. He knows he's a starting caliber quarterback. And maybe, just maybe, they'll make a trade, he'll leave. But that's only predicated by Trey Lance playing well enough. So Garoppolo returns because he thinks he can get his job back. I think, while I do think Trey Lance will play well, I do think Trey Lance will have a good year. I'm not saying he's a dark horse for the MVP. That's, you know me, the expectations on a kid for that's 22 and hasn't played too much, I don't like doing that stuff. Because if they don't live up to that stuff, then it's like an indication that they're not good or, you know, he didn't say what I thought he was going to do, so he's bad. That's not what this is. But there are three perspectives here. And the fourth one is mine, right? There's Lance's, balls in your court, go crazy. Shanahan and Lynch, let's make our team better and let's have a guy that knows what he's doing here and a guy that can win for us in case Lance isn't good. There's Jimmy Garoppolo, who's like, I think I'm better than this kid and I deserve to be starter, so I'm going to re-sign with you, lower my salary, and if he balls out, I protect myself and get traded, but if he stinks, I'm your guy again, and then I get to be all smiles, and it's porn star Jimmy and Jimmy GQ, and it's just like last year. Then my perspective is, and I've kind of said it plenty of times so far, I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo to ever play again. I'm ready to see what Trey Lance can be. The question is, what will that be? We don't know. We have hopes, aspirations, projections, predictions. We'll never know until we actually see it come to be. So, after 35 plus minutes, the question is, hey, Sterling, do you think this is a good deal for San Francisco? And my answer is yes, because it puts themselves in a win-win situation. I am not worried about Trey Lance mentally. I've never said he's not smart, he doesn't know the playbook. My concern has always been he's inconsistent with his throws. They're a little high. The intermediate pass has not been there consistently. He's not able to do the Jimmy G stuff every throw, ins and out, all the time yet. Timing isn't there yet. with him. The home run play is, but the Jimmy G stuff isn't there yet. And so I think it's a win-win. Because if Trey Lance, back against the wall, ball in his court, balls out, we're saying, oh, we got the second coming on our team now. And if Trey Lance balls out, you can kiss Jimmy Garoppolo goodbye. At least by week 8, right? That's what I think. Some quarterback's going to get hurt. You just hope it's not Lance. And if it's not Lance, you just dingle your carrot and go, I have Jimmy Garoppolo. I have Jimmy Garoppolo. Some team will say, okay, we'll take him. Our season's in jeopardy. What do you want for him? That will happen. The question then becomes, does San Francisco pull that trigger? But again, Lance back against the wall, ball in his court. If he balls out, Gucci. But if he busts for whatever reason, or he gets hurt for whatever reason, you have a safety net. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to cause problems on or off the field. He wouldn't even ask for a release because he didn't want to ruffle feathers. Now, I think he didn't want to ask for his release because he thinks he can still get his job back. Now, the question is, and people look at this as a negative. I look at this as a positive. The best way to create a diamond is to put some pressure on it. Now, I get it, right? Young quarterback, you don't want to do this to him. It can mess up his psyche, his confidence. I don't think that's a worry for Trey Lance. He's confident in himself. They know he's confident. This is just San Francisco protecting themselves. And actually, this is San Francisco doubling down on Trey Lance. This is them saying, we believe in you so much, we are going to bring in our starting quarterback from last year who the team loves, part of the fan base loves, and we are going to bet you can beat him out and keep your job. If that is not the biggest vote of confidence in a quarterback and a young kid, I don't know what is. Now, if you want to say, no, Sterling, it's actually them saying he's not ready. He can't do it. I don't choose to believe that. I think this is them saying, we're so confident in Trey that he will keep his job. He will last far beyond Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. And come week 8, he'll be the least of your worries. The next worry would be, who are we playing in the championship? I think they believe that. But it's all about how you choose to view what's going on. And I just choose to view they have confidence in Trey Lance. That's all. That's all. And so before we wrap up today, go follow us on social media. At 49ers.access is the Instagram. 49ers_access is the Twitter. Don't forget to use that promo code 49ersAccess, 49ERSACCESS at SeatGeek.com. Save $20. I'm literally giving you free money. Free money. Nothing for free, but this is. Use it. Use the promo code, save money, watch your Niners play. If you want to watch the crappy Giants play or wherever you're from, Philadelphia, Canada, you can use the promo code and save money on any team, any concert you want to go to, save money. Also, Niners week 1 is next Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday against the Bears. Do not miss the preview for that game coming out next week after Labor Day. Enjoy your holiday weekend, and until next time, this has been the 49er Access Podcast. My name is Sterling Bennett, and stay faithful.